If you're an author with a published book, but you're sitting there watching other authors seem to take off faster than you are, this video is specifically for you. I'm Jen Hansen-DePaula, and I'm a marketing expert with over 25 years of experience. I've seen it all. And I want to talk to you about something that I see happening all the time with talented authors just like you who have great books to share with the world. You wrote your book because you have a story to tell or an expertise worth sharing. Whether you're a fiction author with an amazing story or a nonfiction author with valuable insights, you know your book has something special to offer. But now you're watching people, maybe people who just started writing, and their books seem to be getting all of the attention while yours feels kind of invisible. Here's what I'm going to share with you today. Why speed isn't actually the metric that matters, what's really happening behind those overnight successes, and the sustainable approach that actually builds long-term readership and success. Plus, I've got a complete book marketing system that will help you build a real audience of people who actually want to read your books. So let me paint a picture for you that might feel familiar. You wake up, you check your social media, and there's another post about someone's book hitting a bestseller list. Or you see someone celebrating their book launch with what looks like thousands of engaged followers. Meanwhile, you're over here thinking, I've been working on my platform for months. I put my heart into this book. Or maybe something like, I have real expertise to share. My book could genuinely help people. So why does it feel like you're just shouting into the void? You start to question everything. Maybe you're not posting enough. Maybe you need to be more dramatic in your marketing, or maybe you need to start dancing on TikTok. You think that might do the trick? I promise you, it won't. Or maybe you start to think that you need to hire a publicist that you can't afford. If any of this resonates with you, I want you to know you are not behind. You're not doing anything wrong, and you're definitely not alone. What I want to share with you today is something I like to call a sustainable authority approach. It's the opposite of what you see people doing online, but it's what actually works for authors just like you who want their book to build their author business for years to come, not just create a quick spike in sales. Before I dive into the three parts of this approach, I want to offer you something that will help you implement this immediately. I've created a complete book marketing starter kit specifically for authors that gives you everything that you need to get started with your marketing to build that up effectively. Step-by-step strategies, templates, and a clear roadmap. You can grab that in the link in the description below. So the first part of this whole process is choosing depth over speed. So here's what I mean by that. Those overnight successes that you're seeing, most of them aren't even real. And if they are, they aren't sustainable. They're built on trends, on viral moments, on tactics that just work for a few weeks and then disappear. Or it's just a complete accident. What you want is different. You want people to read your book, become genuine fans, and then become repeat buyers. If you're a fiction author, you want readers who eagerly await your next book and recommend you to their friends and to their book clubs. If you write nonfiction, you want readers who not only buy your book, but also seek out your other work, maybe hire you for speaking or refer you to others. That doesn't happen just by chance from one viral TikTok about your dog or a gimmicky marketing tactic. It happens from consistently showing up and connecting with your readers in a way that makes them think, they really get me. I want to read everything that they write. The authors that I work with who see the best results from their books, they focus on building real relationships with their readers instead of chasing follower counts. The second part of this system is systems over scrambling. One of the biggest mistakes that I see authors make is treating their book marketing like a side hobby. They're posting randomly, just hoping that something sticks. They're trying every new platform, they're saying yes to every opportunity, even if it's not a great fit for their book or their audience. But here's what I want you to remember. Effective book marketing doesn't require you to be everywhere. It requires you to be strategic about where you are. The authors who see real results have simple systems in place. They focus on just one or maybe two platforms. Maybe they send one really good newsletter a week. Maybe they do one quality podcast interview per month instead of saying yes to every podcast that will have them. Systems give you the freedom to focus on what you do best while your marketing continues to work for you in the background. And the third part, and this is the most important one, is relationships over reach. I would rather you have 500 people on your newsletter who actually read your emails and love your work than 5,000 followers who scroll past your posts. Your book isn't just competing with bestsellers on Amazon for everyone's attention. Your book is competing for the attention with everything else in your ideal reader's very busy life. And the only way that you can win that competition is to make them feel seen and understood. When someone reads your content and thinks, how does she know exactly what I'm going through? Or this author really gets the challenges that I'm facing. That's when the magic happens. That's when they buy your book. That's when they recommend you to others. That's when they become lifelong fans. And this is why I love newsletters for authors. Email is personal. It's direct. It builds real relationships. And you own that list. And those relationships turn into book sales and loyal readership. So let me tell you about one of my clients. I'll call him David. David is a leadership coach who had written this really valuable book about team dynamics. But 6 months after publication, he felt like he was just spinning his wheels. He was trying to keep up with Instagram, posting on LinkedIn, attempting TikTok, all the things everyone said that he had to do as an author. But he was exhausted, and frankly, none of it felt authentic to who he was as a person or as a professional. So we implemented the sustainable approach, but instead of focusing on social media, we decided David should focus on what he was actually good at, having conversations. We mapped out a podcast guest strategy. So here's what we did. Instead of trying to be everywhere online, David committed to being a guest on just two quality podcasts per month. But here's the key. He created a valuable free resource specifically for podcast listeners, a team assessment tool that related directly to his book's content. So every time he was on a podcast, he'd mention this free tool naturally in the conversation. He'd say something like, if you're struggling with the team dynamics like we've just discussed, I have a free assessment that helps you identify exactly where your friction points are. You can grab the link in the show notes. And then within 6 months, David had been on 12 podcasts. His newsletter had grown from basically zero to about 1,200 subscribers. But here's the important part. These weren't just random people. These were leaders and managers who actually heard him speak about exactly the problems that they were facing. His book sales tripled, but more importantly, he started getting speaking inquiries and coaching clients directly from people who said, I heard you on such and such podcast. I downloaded your assessment and I knew you were exactly the one I needed to work with. David didn't build a massive social media following. He didn't go viral. He just had authentic conversations with the right people, and these people became his readers and clients. If David's story sounds like something you want for your author career, here's what I want you to do. First, grab the book marketing starter kit I mentioned. You get the complete step-by-step system to set up your marketing authentically and effectively. It includes everything David and I implemented, plus strategies for every type of author. The link is in the description below. Second, if you want to dive deeper into building that reader relationship system, the newsletters, the email sequences, all of that, check out my newsletter starter kit. It's the perfect complement to the book marketing foundation, and it gives you everything that you need to nurture those readers for the long term. Remember, you're not behind. Your timeline doesn't have to look like everyone else's. Your book has value, your story matters, and there are readers out there who need exactly what you offer. The question isn't whether you can build an audience around your book. The question is whether you're willing to do it in a way that actually serves your writing career and aligns with who you are. So I'll see you next week.